SWR, an official EDXC radio, broadcasting on 25 and 48 meter bands. Scandinavian Weekend Radio.
This is EDXC 2008 radio via SWR, Scandinavian Weekend Radio. And now I have here in the studio Dario Manfredini from Italy, Milan in Italy, I think so.
Yes, welcome to the listener.
Oh yes, and you are now here on EDXC conference and also FDXA 50 years anniversary summer meeting.
Yes.
Very thank you to participate at this meeting.
Yes, but for me it's very important to be in the meeting because I am member of the Scotelia from 1971.
Okay, yes. Quite a long career. Oh yes. Now we talk here with Dario. Of his radio accents, I think so listening. Which stations have you listened lately? Which kind of radio stations?
Yes, I have been here in Finland 2 weeks now. And the first week I have been in the cottage of my friend Tarmo Kontro in the south coast of Baltic Sea. And I use it, the Perseus and ECQ SDR sophisticated modern receiver, and so this offered the possibility to listen some very rare station from Colombia on medium wave, and from Venezuela, also X band from North America. After I met in Kajami in central Finland, around 500 kilometers north from Helsinki, I met Simo Soininen, and we listened in his summer cottage. However, the weather was winter weather, not summer weather. So, and in the cottage, I had the possibility to utilize the glorious Grounding Satellite 650 International. And the cottage is without electricity, so the silence is total on the bands. No noise is fantastic, and this helped to get many stations for me, first time heard in about 40 years of listening. For example, I heard Sri Lanka Transworld Radio, 882 in English, and after I heard four Japanese station on medium wave, and I heard also Your Family Radio from Taiwan on two frequency, and also I heard many station very rare in Italy, because in Italy the problem is the interference coming everywhere from radio station operating around Italy. And so this offered to me great moments, and so I am very happy for this travel, who offered to me so particular listenings.
So that was very nice that you met also Simo, I think, there in Kajani or Sotkamo village. And so you got quite nice stations, and that conditions were quite good, I think so. So can you compare a situation in Milan, Italy, where you are listening, I think, normally, and here in Finland?
Yes, the comparison is quite dramatic, because in Milano I have too much noise. So usually in Milano I don't listen below 5 megahertz, because the noise is very, very strong. And the comparison for FM is in Milano you get too much local station. And in in Kajaani was possible to listen even two stations from Sweden, about 280 kilometer distance, crossing the Baltic and coming till Kajaani, and this is quite difficult to do in Milano. So you understand the comparison is very impossible to do, because in Milano it's possible to listen to shortwave up, so it's possible to get weekend music radio in the 25 meter band usually, but if you try tropical bands in Milano, forget it.
Oh yes,
yes.
So the situation is quite different, of course, and that's very nice. So you got new experience of listening here in Finland, and maybe you will come back now quite soon again. Not so long time. I think that you have been in 1987 here, yeah, in Korpilampi, Espoo.
Yes,
and
yes.
Is that your next visit here in Finland, or have you visited between?
No, I visited also Tampere.
Oh yes, Tampere in 1992.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
And this offered less listening, because it was just 3 or 4 days visit.
Oh yes, yeah. And now
I was in that visit. I was with my friends in the hotel, so not in the forest.
Oh yes, yes. and in hotels there is always quite much noise. Oh yes,
like
yes.
Here, of course.
Yes, yes. It's same situation in here.
Yes.
I have noted it also when I listen here. Have you, by the way, have you ever listened to SWR, Scandinavian Weekend Radio, there,
yes,
in Italy?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and
yes,
it's
possible.
Yes, and you
in
have
the upper band.
Oh yes, and
yes.
You have got also our Guasal card.
Yes.
Oh yes, that's very nice. But now we can sense another item. I think so. So shortwave radio action there in Italy, and maybe pirate station. Can you mention what is the situation there? How many stations are there, and how active they are?
In Italy, at present, we have 5 different shortwave station pirating. In Italy, the control of the transmission of the pirate is not so strong. Usually, the police arrive only if someone call the police and say, please visit this address because there is someone who is doing something wrong. And but this may explain why there are a lot of people, many people listening to pirate stations in Italy and also from other countries. The Italian most important at present station is Radio Strike. And Radio Mystery, and they are transmitting the weekends non-stop for two days, and they have cooperation with other stations in Germany, like Jolly Roger Radio and so on, and so they also put programs made in the studio before, because the operator has a very good studio to tape the programs.
Is that Radio Mystery that 6 to 20 kilohertz station?
Yes.
Oh yes, and in which frequencies that Radio Strike is operating?
Oh, Radio Strike is operating in 3910 sometimes. They change a lot of frequency. Sometimes they go 6 to 5, and so is usually if operates Radio Mystery is not operating Radio Strike and so on. Or maybe the program of Radio Strike are over the transmitter in Germany. This is because this is the most listened station. But there is also other station like Radio Malaisi, which I don't know where is located in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
But should be in the north of Italy.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And also there is Radio Friends of Italy. But they are very irregular No, so is a real listening to them is a real DX.
Yes.
On the contrary, Radio Mystery, you just tune to the frequency. And most curious station operating quite irregular is Radio Playback International. Right. On this is from the facility of a radio station operating in Milano.
Yes. Okay. Yes,
just 500 meters from my house.
Oh yes, oh yes.
But not mine.
Oh yes, yes. Okay, we continue here with this pirate radio station accents in Italy, and I actually have listened to Radio Malaysia sometimes here in Finland as well, Mystery Radio, and I think that Mystery Radio has quite much power indeed, and also Playback Radio is... I have listened to that here, but Radio Strike is actually new friend to me. I have saw many messages on web pages, but I have never heard actually Radio Strike here. So maybe there is quite much possibilities also outside here in Europe to listen also Radio Strike. Have you any idea how far in Europe that the station has been listened? Do you know?
I believe the problem of Radio Strike is they use the 75 megahertz.
Yes,
it's 75 meters. So this is more difficult to get far away. Depends on the propagation, but. The times usually is always in the weekend, Saturday and Sunday morning. Maybe this is the problem. Now the time is not good to make the signal to arrive far away.
Oh yes, and I have listened to 75 or 6 meters, and normally there is only Dutch stations from the Netherlands.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. So that was the situation with these shortwave accents there in Italy nowadays. There has been also quite many private little shortwave stations, also other stations. I think they have been legal there. Mm. Are there still that kind of accent in Italy?
No, totally. The commercial station totally avoid to use... shortwave, because it's not producing money. So they are commercial, and
it's normal
they want to get money from the transmission. So this is the explication. Is the only explication why in Italy we don't have so big commercial station on shortwave. But I think the same problem is in other country.
Yes, of course, shortwave has been nowadays that these are mostly DX listeners and that kind of person, so there is not enough audience of commercial stations. Actually, Scandinavian Vicar Radio is some kind of private station, but we don't we don't actually have quite much commercials here.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very nice to hear that situation on radio. There in Italy, of course, there is still working this RAI stations in Italy, but these are their own question. They have quite much power, and they are very easy to listen everywhere.
Yes, but we are Vatican Radio, so...
So, of course, Vatican, yes, yes. We are counting that different country, but it is beside Italy, there very little.
The transmitter are in Italy.
Yes, that's true. really so. So Vatican Radio is also Italian station.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much, Dario, for this interview. And I really wish that if you have something to say to EDXC Radio via SWR listeners, so. Please tell something.
Yes, good listening to everyone, and always be happy listening Scandinavian Weekend Radio.
Okay, thank you, Dario.